From our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. I got to get that in because this is the last weekend before the start of Lent. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and historically what the church does is we put away those alleluias as a preparation for Easter and a time of repentance and looking at ourselves and kind of preparing ourselves for the holiday, for Easter. And you know, had I been smart, had I thought ahead, I would have had Lisa, who's playing the organ, have hymns, all the hymns filled with all the alleluias, so we could just kind of fill this day with that. But I guess we're just going to have to do that on Easter. I can't do it right now. I can't really think that far ahead either. I barely make through one day. So to plan ahead early and coordinate with Lisa, that was not going to happen. So in the 2004 Athens Olympics, there's a man named Matthew Emmons, and he was competing on behalf of the United States in rifle shooting. Now, this guy Emmons was the best sharpshooter in the world. Everyone knew that he was going to bring home the gold medals. And in fact, at that 2004 Olympics, he had already won a gold medal for one of the events, and he was competing for another event for a second gold medal. And in this event, Emmons was so far in the lead, all right? He was so far ahead of everyone. That's how good this guy is, that it didn't matter, you know, where he hit the target. He just had to hit the target, and he would win. He would bring home a gold piece of cake. So with that final bullet, you know, Emmons is aiming, took careful aim at the target. He's controlling his breathing so he can take that shot. He fired, and sure enough, it was a bullseye, right? Bullseye for the American. He did it, right? Except there was one small problem. Emmons actually shot the wrong target. He hit a bullseye, but not in his own lane, in the lane next to him. This is called a crossfire. All right? And for a crossfire, you get 0 points. Emmons went from first place to eighth place. No gold, no medal at all. He had missed it by hitting the wrong target. Now, why do I share this? Because Matthew Emmons is literally the best rifle shooter in the entire world, right? But if you aim at the wrong target, you miss out. If you hit the wrong target in life, even if you get a bullseye, it doesn't matter. You miss out. You know, sometimes people focus so much on the outside, on what they look like, that they neglect the inside, never develop that inside. You know, some people pursue materialism. You got to get stuff, and you work hard to make all this money to get whatever it is, take the next trip or buy the next toy, whatever that kind of thing is, and that stuff comes at the expense of relationships with friends and family. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 16, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul?" See, aiming at the wrong target can have disastrous consequences in life. What we're doing is we are embarking on a journey together to look at the words of Jesus and look at the targets, aim for the targets that he tells us to aim for. And we call this the Red Letter Challenge. It's a time for us to be with Jesus and see what targets he has for us in life. All right, and so this is what we'll be doing through Lent. Today is kind of an introduction, and then each week you're going to hear a sermon on one of these different targets. And the book that we're going through, it's 40 days of readings. 40 days of readings, and you'll be in the words of Jesus, and with that reading is a challenge. A challenge to help you deepen your walk with Jesus, as we seek to be his disciples and put those words into practice. Because I want you to think about something. I don't need you to show your hands, but just think about this. We're about 2 months into the new year. How many of you made New Year's resolutions? Just think about it. And if you did, how's it going? Right? That promise to lose weight, to eat healthier, to exercise more, to stick to a budget, to study harder, any number of things, right? We promise ourselves all sorts of things. And how many of us are sticking to that promise? And if you are you ever tempted to take a shortcut? You want to lose weight? Well, don't worry about what you eat or changing anything. Just take this pill. That'll help you lose weight. Or you want to get rich? Don't make adjustments to how you spend your money or to what you do. Just read this book. Or maybe give this guy your money and he'll help you get rich. The reality that you and I know is that, you know, there are no shortcuts in life. Not in the stuff that really matters. See, no shortcuts in life. You don't get this gourmet five-course meal by popping a Hungry Man meal in the microwave and cooking that for 3 minutes. No, the good stuff takes time, takes work, it takes effort and energy. You know, in becoming a disciple of Christ, walking with Jesus, that doesn't happen overnight. Now, what happens overnight is we become a child of God in an instant, right? Because that's God's doing all the work there. In our 10:45 service, we're going to have a baptism of little Emery Berry, and she's going to be brought in to God's family, right? We see that miracle, right? Where water is connected with the Word and instantly brought into the family of God. But walking with God, maturing as a disciple of Christ, it's a lifelong pursuit. And we all have to work at it. Now, the mission of this congregation of Cross Lutheran Church, I'm not going to quiz anyone, we're going to have it up on the screen for us, is that the people connected to Christ, to Cross will mature as disciples, right, by walking with God, growing in faith together, and loving our neighbors. This is the target that we're aiming for as a congregation. So how do we mature as disciples? How do we do this? How do we actually accomplish and aim and hit this target that we're working towards in a congregation? Well, one of the ways we do this is this red letter challenge. It's a way to help us mature as disciples. We'll spend 40 days together, digging a little deeper into the Word of God each day. 40 days. This isn't a 3-minute microwave meal. No, we want the full course. We want the gourmet meal. And so this is going to take time, 40 days throughout Lent, right? And I'll be honest, you know, it doesn't matter whether you just started this journey of walking with Jesus and you're new to the faith, or you were baptized as a child and you've been in the faith all your life. See, this challenge, this is for everyone. Because Jesus is for everyone. And His words are for everyone. And Jesus' words bring eternal life. So we'll look at the red letters in the Bible, right? The words that are often printed red in the Gospels. Don't look in the Bibles here in the pews. They don't have the red letters. But some of you got a Bible at home, and you open it up to the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and those words of Jesus are in red to set those apart from everything else, from the other voices or the narration. And looking at these words, we're going to say, what is Jesus saying our targets in life should be? What is Jesus saying for me? What should I be aiming for? And this red letter challenge takes us 40 days through this. We read Jesus' words, and then we find ourselves challenged in some way to respond. There's a challenge each day, putting those words into practice. You spend time in God's Word, and you put the words into practice. Now, some of those challenges might be easy, and some of them are going to be a little difficult for us. But this is a way for us to walk with Jesus, to mature as disciples. So the first thing you do is you need a book. You need one of these books here, all right? And if you already got one, great. And if you don't have one, we've got them available for you after the service at the kiosk, all right? These books are $10. The church is not making money on it. We're not pushing these books. What we're doing is we're offering it a deep discount for you because we want everyone to have one, all right? And so you need this book, and each day there's just a short little reading for you to go through, all right? They're $10, and you can pick those up. But we want to equip you as a disciple. You know, if you have kids, we got books for kids too, something that you can do as a family, all right? And those too are available at the kiosk so that everyone can be a part of this challenge. Now, if you got your book, All right? You're not sure what to do. You're going to start your readings on Wednesday. Tuesday or Wednesday? I told last night Tuesday, but I got word from Bill. He's saying Wednesday. Doesn't Tuesday or Wednesday, and that'll align so that every weekend you're about in the same part in the book as what we're talking about in the message. All right, so this week is kind of an introduction, and your first five readings in this book on, for the first time, those are kind of introductions to all the targets. And then we'll spend a week kind of investigating one specific target in a little deeper way. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, all right? Now, you all know that I'm a huge Star Wars fan, all right? I don't know how many of you have seen the show The Mandalorian. Some of you, anybody seen that? Anybody know what I'm talking about? All right, a few more than yesterday. I got no hands yesterday. So, the show The Mandalorian is great. Now, this is not the helmet for The Mandalorian, so don't. I understand that. I'm a Star Wars fan. I get it. So, but The Mandalorian wears this armor throughout the entire series. He doesn't take off his helmet. You never see his face. All right, and part of the challenge, The Mandalorian lives by this Mandalorian code. He can't take off his helmet in front of anyone else, all right? And he can't have other people take off his helmet, all right? There's this Mandalorian code, and this code is summed up by this simple phrase, this is the way. This is the way. This is one of the things that Jesus said, all right? He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. The early Christians, they were known as followers of the way. The red letter challenge, what it does is it draws us closer to Jesus, encourages us to live our lives the way that Jesus tells us to live. This is the way. This is the way that we mature as disciples of Christ and follow him, hearing his word and doing what it says. Doing what it says. And you know, when God tells you to do something, we as God's people do that as a response to what God has already done for us. We do it as a response to who God is. Not that doing these things, whatever these challenges are, save us. Not that fulfilling the words of Jesus in the Gospels save us. No, that's the first thing you need to recognize. That you are a child of God. You are brought into God's family. And that happens in an instant, right? No shortcut needed there because God does all the work. God gives you the gift of faith. God brings you into his family. God says that this child, this person, this is mine. That's the promise in your baptism. Through water connected with God's word, you are brought instantly into God's family. And he connects you to himself, to Jesus' life and death and resurrection, so that the life Jesus lived, he lived for you. So that the death that Jesus died, he died for you. And the resurrection, that eternal life, Jesus rose for you. And the gifts of being in God's family is that what belongs to Jesus, Jesus gives it all to you. His life, his perfect life, his forgiveness, his righteousness, right? He says, this is yours, given to you. You are a child of God. See yourself as a child of God. Now, the reality is that God's people live a certain way. We walk a certain way with our Savior, not earning the gift that Jesus gives to us, but doing things as a response to thankfulness. You know, one of the ways the New Testament talks about this says you're a holy priesthood, right? That you are people belonging to God. It says that you were brought out of darkness, called out of darkness. God did that. That's the gospel. God took you out of darkness, right? You didn't do that. But he didn't take you out of darkness so that you can go back and live in it as if it never happened. No, you were called out of darkness to live in God's marvelous light. And that living in the light, that's a response to Jesus' work. This is the way. In the gospel, Jesus gives his greatest sermon ever. We call this the Sermon on the Mount. It's Matthew chapter, 5, 6, and 7. All sorts of things, right? And here he challenged the people to do two things. To hear his words and to put them into practice. We heard this in our reading today. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. That's what we're trying to do. The Red Letter Challenge is there to help us do these things, to take Jesus' words and it organizes them and puts them together and collects them into a reading for us each day, and then it challenges us to do them, put them into practice, literally. Not just read the words and cross it off your list. All right, I did today's devotion. No, put them into practice. We're going to spend time with Jesus. What we're going to do is we're going to find that following Jesus, it's not a burden, but it's actually one of the greatest opportunities we have in our lives. Now, earlier I was talking about targets. So the Red Letter Challenge in this introduction is organized around five targets. Five ideas that encapsulate much of what Jesus is saying. And these five targets that we should shoot for are being, forgiving, serving, giving, and going. Being. See, so many times Jesus talks about the importance of spending time with him, being with Jesus. And before he invites us to do things, he invites us into that relationship with him. A relationship with Jesus will determine how effective we are and we'll go out and do the things that he asks. So our first chapter, our first target is to just be with God. Spend time with him. Get into that habit of being with God in his word and in worship. Now the next one is forgiveness. Right? Jesus is always talking about grace. You know, so many of us struggle to receive God's forgiveness. Whether that's forgiving ourselves, or forgiving others, right? To truly represent Jesus in the world, we have to have an understanding of God's grace, his free gifts for us in Jesus Christ. See that in our lives, but then also extend it to the lives of those around us. And we're going to be challenged to do that. The next one is serving. Serving. After spending time with Jesus, after learning and understanding about his forgiveness, now what are we motivated to do? How do we live? What do we do? After all that Jesus has done for me, I want to go out and do something for someone else. I want to serve him. So we're going to get that opportunity, the idea of serving in the community, to help those in need, to love your neighbor, all sorts of ways to do those things. Next one is giving. You know, Jesus talked about the kingdom of God more than anything else. And then the topic that comes up right after that is money. And unfortunately, we don't ever want to talk about that. Not here in church, not in our families. We don't want to talk about money. But the words of Jesus make it very apparent. It's impossible to be a stingy Christian, right? Can't be stingy with our time or our resources or the talents, the way that God has made us and gifted us. Jesus' followers, his disciples, are generous. And the last one is going. You know, it's no coincidence that many of Jesus' last words in each of the books of the Gospels, and even his last command that he says in the book of Acts, centers around the fact that Jesus' followers are not just to be his hands and his feet out in the world, but they also go out to be his mouthpiece. And so we're going to go out. Well, tell the good news, right? The same Jesus who died for you and for me, who gifted you and me with so many things, with life, with sins that are forgiven, all that stuff, right? We're going to go out and share that. The message of going and sharing and being out in the world, not just keeping that message inside. Being, forgiving, serving, giving, and going. Those are the five targets. Those are the things that we're aiming for. A way to characterize what it is to be a disciple, a Jesus follower. This is the way, my friends. So Tuesday or Wednesday, what you're going to do, you're going to have your book, and you're going to start those readings. But I want to close with two important things, all right? First, and this is probably the most important thing, is to invite Jesus into your Red Letter Challenge. Now, I know we as Lutherans, we don't like that terminology of invite Jesus or God into anything. Because Jesus is God and he can go wherever he wants and do whatever he wants. But don't shut God out of this Red Letter Challenge. What if you did really well at the challenge? You went through all those readings, read all those words of Jesus, and you did every single task that was there, accomplished every challenge there, and Jesus was no part of what you were doing. What target did you hit then? See, our goal is to mature as disciples of Christ. And Christ needs to be a part of that process. Walk with Jesus, not on your own. Walk with Jesus. Don't do the words of Jesus without actually having Jesus. Because you know what? No one knows the words of Jesus better than Jesus himself. No one does the words of Jesus better than Jesus himself. Listen to him and follow him in that journey. And the second thing is to invite others into this red letter challenge with you. Don't go at this alone, right? It's easier when you're surrounded by friends or family to encourage you, to hold you accountable to any challenge, whether that's losing weight, whether that's exercising, whether that's the red letter challenge. We do a lot better when we got people there to support us and encourage us. We need each other. So make an effort to gather together here in this place, together for worship every weekend, right? If you're not part of a community group, join a community group. Get involved in one of the groups that's doing the Red Letter Challenge. You don't know what group to join? There's one on Wednesday nights that's specifically going through the Red Letter Challenge. The neat thing is that Miss Kayla is taking the kids fourth grade and under at Kids for Christ on Wednesday nights. They're going through the Red Letter Challenge stuff as well. So we have an opportunity for kids. Don't do this alone. See, the life of a Christian is one that is to be lived in community. Yes, we got the strength and the power of Jesus as we do this challenge, but we need the support and the encouragement of each other as well. So would you join me and join Pastor Eric as we embark on this challenge together? See, the two of us, each weekend, we're going to kind of be like your tour guides, pointing out things that you learn and saw and what you will see coming up ahead throughout the week. And we're doing this journey with you as well. We're taking the red letter challenge, right? We're going to read the Word of God. And we're going to put those words into practice too. And this is going to be the result for all of us as we do this. By putting the words of God into practice, you'll find that the life, this great life that God has for you, you'll be led to spend more time with God, right? Who loves you. You'll be able to forgive people that you never thought you would be able to forgive before. And maybe that person is yourself. You'll serve and sacrifice more than you ever had before that you thought you could do. You'll become a more generous person. You'll become bolder and have more courage in what you say and how you live your life. As we aim at these five targets, being, forgiving, serving, giving, going, these things that come to us through Jesus' red words, I guarantee that your life will become more rewarding. This is the way. I'm excited to welcome you on this journey with me, and I look forward to where God will take us, what he will accomplish in us, and what he'll do through us as we walk together with him. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.